So, the first day of retreat is very much a day of transition. We come from our busy lives, often quite complex, full of responsibilities and engagements in the world. And we arrive into a space where we slow down, we move towards simplicity, silence, and we, to a certain degree, seclude ourselves from the responsibilities we have in the world. And what we actually find is that that momentum of our lives in the world, the things that concern us, that are maybe difficult in our lives, actually still move forward in the retreat. We may find ourselves quite agitated, quite restless, and in those moments when the mind does actually quieten down, that we actually find ourselves very tired. And we're sitting on the cushion doing that kind of shaking and nodding, waking up. And we can often meet this with a sense of frustration, of impatience. But it's actually important to realise that this is part of the process of coming on retreat. And it's also the opportunity where we actually build the foundations for our practice to deepen over the coming days. We may find we have this desire for or this expectation that we arrive on retreat and straight away we're in this, as Nathan referenced last night, this peace, love and understanding just descends on us. But in reality, what we're actually trying to do is find peace, love and understanding in the midst of our experience, not separate from our experience. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the ways we can start to meet our experience today that can really support the turning towards our experience, but also builds that foundation for a deepening of experience, a deepening of our practice over the coming days. So the first area I'd like to look at is grounding, that Zohar referenced in her guided meditation last night. This dropping of attention down into the body. For most of us, particularly in our daily lives, we can be very centre of attention, up in our heads with our thoughts and our worries and so on. So really that encouragement to drop the attention down into the body. And the points of contact can be really supportive in doing this. That sense of connection with the ground, with the earth. So the felt sense of the feet, or depending on our posture, it might be more the lower part of the legs on the ground. It might be the sitting bones, the buttocks on the cushion or on the chair. Or for some people it might be more in the hands, so the hands resting on each other in the lap or on the legs. And some of us will have a preference for one or other of them. And for some of us, it might actually be more useful to actually move between two or three of them. So really to explore what supports you in that sense of grounding, that sense of actually releasing the weight of the body to be held and supported by the earth. And this ground can really be a resource and a source of stability and balance in our lives. It invites a releasing and a relaxing of the holding and the tension we can have in our bodies as we release that sense of weight to be supported and held by the earth. And in the Zen tradition, they talk about, they use the aphorism, sitting stable as a mountain. This sense of being immovable or imperturbable is a word they use in Tibetan tradition, which I really like. That somehow, whatever is going on in our experience, we can actually sit there, balanced and stable, receiving it, allowing it. So this grounding is available to us at any moment. And in particular, if we do find ourselves getting agitated, spiraling off into thought and into worry, coming back to that simplicity of contact, the sensations of contact of earth and that support of earth can really start to stabilize and ground and bring balance again to our experience. So from that grounding, that sense of contact and support of the earth, we can then open the attention to the whole body and the whole body breathing. And as both Nathan and Zohar have already mentioned, if for whatever reason the body, the breath, is an uncomfortable place for us to rest our attention, maybe we suffer from pain or illness or past trauma, then to open the attention further to receive sounds, the sounds of the room and the sounds of the world outside, this sense of listening to the sounds of the world. And this focus of attention on the breath or on sounds is really our anchor into the present moment. It's what reminds us and brings us back to the present moment, to the wholeness of the moment. So the second aspect I'd like to talk about is the aspect of noticing, of becoming familiar with our experience. So using this anchoring, we notice how the mind actually goes off. We get lost in thought, in distraction, and how also we have particular habits. We all have our own particularly unique habits of distraction, of trying to avoid our experience. So this aspect of noticing, when we're actually present in the moment, we notice the felt experience of the breath or the quality of the sounds, their tone, their pitch, and so on. And then when the mind goes off, as it will again and again, this is part of actually being on retreat and sitting in meditation, we notice that the mind has gone off. And it can be useful to actually just notice where the mind has gone. And some people find actually a simple noting technique, so labelling something like daydreaming, worrying, planning, agitation, whatever it is, just kind of clarifies where the mind has gone to, so that we can actually start to build up a picture and an understanding of what our particular habits of distraction are, what our patterns of avoiding experience are. But it's also important here to shift the emphasis. Many of us will have a tendency to notice what's negative in our experience. So we'll tend to actually emphasize the fact that we've got distracted. And actually what we can then find is we become quite judgmental. So we start to criticize ourselves, I'm no good at this, I can't do this, what's the point of this? And to shift that emphasis away from actually the fact that we've got distracted to the fact that when we notice we're distracted, we're no longer distracted. We've actually come back to presence. We've come back to being mindful. And every time we come back to being mindful, we strengthen the power of mindfulness. And we also weaken the power of our habits. So to actually approach it more from a sense of appreciation of coming back to mindfulness, of coming back to presence, so that we actually get the benefit of the noticing of the practice, this sense that actually it's not so much that we're getting lost, but it's actually we're coming back to presence. We're coming back to actually meeting our experience as it is. And every time we come back to the whole moment. And then we come back to grounding. So that sense of stability, that sense of balance. And then back to the breath or the sounds, whatever it is we're using as our anchor to the present moment. And as the mind does quieten, what we can start to notice as we develop a bit more sensitivity with our mindfulness is the push-pull we have with experience. So this tendency we have to want to push away, to want to get rid of what's difficult, what's challenging in our experience, to want to avoid it. And on the other aspect, how we tend to want to pull towards what's pleasant, what's lovely in our experience, to hold on to it, to chase after it. And when we notice this, what we'll actually notice is that this shows up in the body-mind as contraction, as tension, as holding. And the invitation is, when we notice this, is just to relax, to just invite a relaxation, a releasing in the body, in the mind. So we might notice it as tension in the jaw. Can we just release the tension? Maybe invite a smile. For others of us, it may be the shoulders are kind of up around our ears. Again, just dropping that sense of opening the shoulders. Wherever it is showing up in the body, in the mind, just inviting that sense of opening, of releasing the tension. And possibly the most important aspect of our meditation is actually how we relate to our experience, how we meet our experience. Our relationship, how we're meeting, our attitude towards our experience is actually said to colour or shape our experience. And the invitation today is really to explore this in your own experience, to notice what happens when you meet your experience with a kind, friendly interest. What happens when you meet your experience with resistance, with rejection, with pushing away? Is the quality of the experience actually different? And the encouragement really from on our part is to really develop and cultivate a sense of welcoming, of allowing of experience, of opening to the full range of what it is to be human, without the need to push it away or try to grab hold of it. So this sense of welcoming, of opening, of allowing, of letting experience be as it is, invites and encourages that sense of meeting it with friendliness, with kindness. That movement to care for and take care of our experience. And in that attitude of meeting our experience from this welcome, in the space that creates around our experience, what we can find is a wise, appropriate response can arise that actually meets our experience in a way that can qualitatively transform how we experience it. And what I'd actually like to do now is read a short poem, a translation of a poem from Rumi, that really speaks to this quality of welcoming, this quality of meeting our experience with kindness. And it's called The Guest House. This being human is a guest house, every morning a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honourably. It may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. So the encouragement today is really to meet this period of transition, this movement from the busyness of our outside lives to the cultivation of stilling, of quietening, of heartfulness, with those aspects of grounding, so really allowing that sense of contact with the earth to bring balance and stability. To start to notice and appreciate the coming back again and again from wherever we've become lost in distraction. And beginning to understand our own particular habits of distraction. Noticing that push-pull we have with experience as we fight experience because it's not how we want it to be. And really that encouragement to meet our experience with that attitude of welcoming, of allowing, bringing a kind, friendly interest to whatever arises. So I think I'll stop there and we'll have a period of meditation now. But if you would like to stand and just stretch the body, the legs before we do. So, finding a comfortable posture, a posture that supports a balance between alertness, wakefulness, and a sense of ease and relaxation. And bringing the attention down into the body and tuning into the points of contact. So either the feet, the lower legs on the ground, sense of weight through the buttocks, the sitting bones on the cushion or the chair. Or the felt experience of the hands, the sensations of the hands as they rest on the legs or on each other in your lap. And allowing the weight of the body, the head, shoulders, just to sink to the earth. We don't have to hold ourselves in position so much. Allowing the natural structure of the body just to hold us in place. And just inviting a gentle releasing of relaxing of any tension that's obvious in the body around the jaw, the neck and shoulders, allowing the shoulders to drop and fall back so the chest is open, receptive. The lower back, the belly. Allowing whatever tension remains just to be there. It's not a problem. And just feeling into the stability, the balance of the support of the ground. And opening the attention to the whole body, just feeling how the body itself feels at this moment. And if it feels appropriate, allowing the attention to rest on the breath, wherever it feels most comfortable, most accessible. And if the breath and the body feel like the place isn't really right for you at this moment, just expanding the attention more to receive the sounds of the world. Breath, the sounds, our anchor into the present moment. And just checking, how are you meeting your experience? Encouraging a warm, kind, friendly interest. Welcoming the body and mind, however it's showing up. And when we notice the mind has gone off into distraction or the search for stimulation, can we just notice where we've been lost and appreciate the coming back, the moment of mindfulness. And gently returning to ground, to breath, to sounds, to the whole of the present moment. Noticing where the attention, where the mind is right now, without any need to judge. And just checking in, what's our relationship, what's our attitude to our experience? Can we bring kindness, welcoming, allowing to whatever experience is arising in the moment? And with gentleness, coming back to the ground, stability, to breath, to sounds, to the whole moment. opening to and welcoming our experience, however it's showing up, with a kind, friendly curiosity. It's just like this right now. Ground, breath, sounds as anchor and welcoming, supporting us in coming close to, becoming intimate with our lived experience moment by moment. So noticing what happens at the sound of the bell. And can we sustain and maintain some continuity of attention, a welcoming of experience? So the next period is an opportunity to bring this practice into movement, so meditation in movement. And for many of us, that would be traditional walking meditation. But for some of us, maybe due to the particularities of our body, we may want to find another way of doing that. And I'll say a little bit more about that later. Just to say a little bit about walking meditation, particularly for those who aren't so familiar with it. In walking meditation, we find a short path, maybe about 10, 15 paces long. And we're not trying to get anywhere. We're just actually trying to experience presence in movement. So to bring the qualities that we've been exploring, this groundedness, this noticing and this welcoming into our walking. So we start at the beginning of our path, and it can help just to really start by closing the eyes and just grounding. So feeling that sense of connection through the earth, through our feet. Just really becoming present to how the body feels in that moment. And then when we feel ready, just open the eyes and just to walk. Attentive to the whole body, or more attentive and more focused in the sensations of the feet. To explore what feels most supportive for your practice. And we just feel that sensation of the body moving through space. How it feels to be a body in motion. And again, the encouragement is to explore what feels a suitable pace to go at. Some people like to walk very, very slowly, so really focusing in on that sense of lifting, of movement, of placing, and the weight shifting. Others feel more comfortable with a more normal pace, a more normal walking pace. If you're feeling very, very sluggish, you might decide to actually do a lap or a circuit of the house and walk a bit faster just to get the energy going. So really tuning into what feels supportive for you in your practice, what's going to support you in being present in the moment. And then when we get to the end of the path, we just stop. Again, we can close the eyes and just come back to ground, to being present, to how it now feels. And again, when we're ready, turn around and walk back along the path. And if we find at any point along the path we're particularly distracted, particularly lost, we can always stop midway through our path and just take that opportunity to ground again, to stabilize and balance before continuing our walking. So, again, it's that encouragement to bring this sense of welcoming, of kindness, of care to our experience, and to open to the felt sense of walking, so meditation in movement. If for whatever reason walking it doesn't feel appropriate for you, then you can actually bring it more into a sitting posture or a lying posture. So again, just bringing some kind of repetitive movement into your posture. So it might be, if you're sitting, you might just do something like raising one arm, putting it down, raising the other arm, putting it down. So you're just expanding the attention to bring in this more complex movement into your practice. Or again, while sitting, you can do a similar thing with the feet. You could just lift a foot, feel that sensation of lifting, place it back down, lift the other. So if we're not able to do walking meditation, we can find some way of bringing movement into our regular posture as a way of supporting and expanding out that sense of movement.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.